That was the world's greatest flautist, Sir James Galway, and some of his friends playing a piece called Avondale. Avondale is an estate not too far from where I live in County Wicklow. It was the home of Sir Charles Stewart Parnell, a character from the 19th century. And if ever you get a chance to lay your hands on a book called A Kind of Loving, it tells the story of Charles Stewart Parnell. There we heard Avondale. And now we move from my county, County Wicklow, down to the south to Ireland's biggest county, County Cork. And this is regularly sung at football matches, hurling matches, soccer matches, or even in the pub by all Corkmen. Here's Trudy Lawler with what's come to be known as the Cork National Anthem. Just want to explain before she starts singing, the Lee is the river on which Cork stands.
Oh, how oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. Here I dream that those joys should decay, when my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the mark, like through each elm tree, where I sported and played, neath each green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely Lee, where I sported and played, neath each green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we ramble the green mossy banks and wild flowers. Then too, when the evening sun's sinking to rest, shed its golden light over the sea, of my home, lovely Lee. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my home, lovely Lee. Faithful sons bore through ages of wrong the standard Saint Patrick unfurled. Oh, would I were there with the friends I love best and my fond bosom's partner with me. We'd roam thy banks over,
collar on the banks of my own lovely Lee. You would not believe how many times in my life I've heard that song sung. Well, you see, the mammy was from Cork. Okay, we're going to change the mood again this time. Bit of a noisy song, this one. I think it's an old sea shanty, and it's sung for us by Briar Folk. It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where are me boots, me nuggin' boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels are worn out and the toes are kicked about, and the soul is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where is me short, me nuggin' short? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the collar it is torn and the sleeves they are all worn, and the earth is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since first I came ashore for me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and me head is full of aches. And this time I made a path for when yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander.
Far across the western ocean I must wander. All for me grog there from Briar Folk. And now we're going down to County Waterford. And this is a song that, well, I have a number of versions of. I've decided I'd play this particular version by Noel McLaughlin. And it tells the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
As I rode out one morning, going to Dungarvan Fair, I spied a pretty colleen, oh, with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell. And as I overtook her, I asked if she was well. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Before we reached Dungarvan, the girl did at me stare, and asked me why I raised me hat to a tree so old and bare. So I told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster, and Dungarvan would be drowned. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Well, then she started laughing, my face grew very red. She said that only fools believe what those old legends said. Her laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. Before we reached the marketplace, I began to laugh as well. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Ungarvan oak. Now I'm sitting by the fireside in the autumn of my life, and the darling girl I met that day is now me darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke, and it's all because I raise me hat to the old Ungarvan oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Ungarvan oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Ungarvan oak.
Telling us the story, Noel McLaughlin there, of the old Dungarvan oak, and that's what you get when you raise your hat to a tree. As I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, our little programme, Sounds Irish, is now being taken by a number of radio stations around the world, and that makes me very, very happy. As I give you the email address regularly, I do get emails from listeners around the world. I've got one such email here now, and it's from Peter. Peter, who listens to Sounds Irish, and he says how much he enjoys the programme and the little bits of information that I give. Well, Peter has asked, could you play anything by Johnny McAvoy? Listening to Sounds Irish, Joe, I know that you're a big Johnny McAvoy fan yourself because you said so. I am. I think Johnny is a minstrel. I think he sings well, he plays well, he sings some lovely songs. Anything at all by Johnny McAvoy, Joe, would make me very happy. And it make you happy too, he says. It does. I'm going to play you one of my favourite Johnny McAvoy tracks. Now, if I was to play my favourite track, I'd be accused of repeating myself too often, because Johnny has that wonderful song called Matthew, and we had it only a couple of weeks ago. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll kill two birds with one stone here. I'll play Johnny McAvoy singing for Peter, My Lovely Rose of Clare. Clare is a county on the west coast of Ireland. And I'll dedicate it to any, first of all, any lady whose name might be Clare might be listening to us. And also anybody whose ancestors hail from that beautiful county. Johnny McAvoy.
Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet love one evening at the fair, her eyes they shone like silver streams, with her long, long golden hair. I won the heart of a young sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. and I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay. We walked down by the river bank where the lovely Shannon glides, and listened to the nightingale singing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell to all you people there, for I have stolen the heart of one, my lovely rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair, and I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay, and I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay.
A beautiful song, beautifully sung by Johnny McAvoy, My Lovely Rose of Clare. Now, do you mind if I have a bit of fun? Earlier on the programme, I played On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, and I said it was my mammy's song because she was from Cork. Now I'm going to play a track for you by Ronnie Drew. Now, Ronnie formed his own little trio many years ago and singing folk, mainly Irish-type songs. And then he joined up with Luke Kelly and they formed the Dubliners. Ronnie Drew, whenever I hear him singing, reminds me of my dad. My father used to sing whenever he did sing, not very often, never knew, I've told you before, never knew all the words of any song. But every time I hear Ronnie Drew singing, I think of my dad. We're going to hear his version, Ronnie Drew's version of Courtin' in the Kitchen. And Dad, up in heaven, this is for you.
Single bell and bow, and to me pay attention, don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. Oh, toodle-loo-la-la, me toodle-loo-la-laddie, toodle-loo-la-la, toodle-loo-la-laddie. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen the Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were so free, she set me heart a twitching, and she invited me down to Captain Kelly's kitchen. Ah, me toodle-loo-la-la, me toodle-loo-la-laddie, toodle-loo-la-la, me toodle-loo-la-laddie. Next Sunday being the day, we were to have the flare-up. I dressed myself quite gay, and I frizzed and oiled me hair up, as the captain had no wife, and he had gone out fishing, so we kicked up high life downstairs in the kitchen. Ah, me toodle-loo-la-la, me toodle-loo-la-laddie, toodle-loo-la-la, cha toodle-loo-la-laddie. Just as the clock struck six, we sat down to the table, she handed tea and cakes, and I ate while I was able. I ate cakes, drank punch and tea, till my side had got a stitch in, and the hours flew quick away while we were courting in the kitchen. Ah, me toodle-loo-la-la, let me toodle-loo-la-laddie, toodle-loo-la-la, cha toodle-loo-la-laddie. Thank you. Riley hinted marriage to the door in dreadful haste. Came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her looks told me full well that moment she was wishing that I'd get out to hell. Or a long way from the kitchen. Oh, me tooralooralla, me tooralooralla dee, sing tooralooralla, me tooralooralla dee. When the captain came downstairs, though he'd seen my situation, in spite of all me prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me they'd take no bail, though to get home I was itching, but I had to tell the tale of how I came into the kitchen. Ah, me tooralooralla, me tooralooralla dee, sing tooralooralla, what's your tooralooralla dee. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching. So I got 6 months hard for me courting in the kitchen. Oh, tooralooralla, tooralooralla dee, think tooralooralla, what's your tooralooralla dee.
Unmistakable voice of Ronnie Drew and Courtin' in the Kitchen. On last week's programme, I played you a track of a new album that I received by Johnny Doohan. Now, Johnny is a brilliant songwriter. He's composed songs for many of the well-known artists around Ireland, singing such wonderful songs as The Voyage that I played for you last week. He has a wonderful way of painting a picture with words. Take a listen to this. It's called Just Another Town. And he paints a picture of what's happening in the town during the day. Take a listen to Johnny Doohan and Just Another Town.
The old spinster is gone insane. Her next door neighbor is in church again. Two drunks are fighting down in the lane, and little children are playing a game. Dogs are barking, little girls sing, and the chapel bell begins to ring. Someone deals Bobby a king, and the pavement money starts to ring. And the street is drifting into evening, while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town, just another town. The cripple crawls up the avenue. Someone else says, how do you do? Someone kicks a ball over to you, while the sky begins to lose its hue. And a group of old stevedores from the ships come up the street, bent from the hips. One takes a cigarette from his lips. Someone else drops the coin and flips. And the street is drifting into evening, while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town, just another town. And in the band room up on the hill. A brass band's playing, I can hear it still. The slight trombone is softly blown. Your nurse is on her way to the shops. The epileptic suddenly drops. Down the hill, my father's in the docks. In the bar, the drinking never stops. Bobby throws down a pair of queens. The church bell interrupts someone's dream. Someone's talking of football team. Some girl is straightening her nylon seam. And the street is drifting into evening while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing a feeling, though it's just another town. Just another town.
Taken from the album The Irishman's Greatest Collection, that was John Doohan and his version of Just Another Town. I do appreciate it. It was a little longer than we normally have, but as I say so often, it was too good to fade. It's a crack, and we'll hear some more tracks from that in future programmes. Now, also on the programme of the last couple of weeks, I've been playing tracks by Sean O'Shea. Remember, we've played it quite often, actually, and that was Will You Go, Lassie Go. Recently, I received an album, believe it or not, quite excited, of tracks by Sean O'Shea, and I'm going to play one for you now from the album. It's called Bunclody. Bunclody is a town in County Wexford, and there's a wonderful arrangement, and he sings the song about the young maid from Dunclody. Take a listen to Sean O'Shea.
Here's a health to Bunclody and the
sister and brother, farewell unto you. I am bound for America, my fortune to try. When I think of Untoldy, I'm ready.
I think that man's voice is great. Sean O'Shea telling us all about Buncloddy. Now we come to a contemporary group that I like very much. Very talented musicians, the High Kings. They're telling us a story about a young man who was walking along the road one day and he came across this young maiden who had been thrown out from her home by the wicked landlord. And the young man says, I'll tell you what you'll do. Why don't you come with me now? Listen to the story from the High Kings.
One morning a young man was walking his way when he saw a fair maid come along the highway. He said to this fair maid, if you do not mind, I will walk with you on this fine morning. Young maid, she told of her sorrowful tale, how the landlord was wicked and forced her away. And she had just left on that very same morn. Then the young man, he turned and he told her,
won't you come with me now, and I will look after you all. Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always.
The young man, he took this fair maid by the hand. He said, come with me now to a faraway land. He had a plan that the two could be free to seek out their fortunes together. They boarded a ship that would take them away, and she clung to his arm as the ship it did sway. When he held her and told her to not be afraid, she had felt that her troubles were over.
Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always.
Soon settled down, and in no time at all heard a wedding bell sound. They had started a union, and they knew it would last. They would treasure the time of their meeting. When one morning a young man was walking his way, and he saw a fair maid come along the highway. He said to this fair maid, if you do not mind, I will walk with you on this fine morning.
Won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, won't you come with me now, and I will look after you always. Oh, and I will look after you always.
And they all lived happily ever after, the High Kings and Won't You Come With Me Now. Now we're going up north, up near Belfast, and this is Big Ivan, and he's singing about the beauties of the green glens of Antrim.
far across yonder blue lies a true fairyland, with the streams rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only I knew how the lamp of the moon turns a true Irish bay to a silver lagoon. You'd imagine a picture of heaven would be if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Still I hope to return to my old Cushendall. It's the one place on earth that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I hop at a cabin close down by the shore, and I'll knock with my heart on that wee cabin door, while the sunflowers bloom by the lap of the sea, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. It's alone my concern and my greatest surprise will be smiling at me out of somebody's eyes. It's my private affair what my feelings would be if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I'll be where the people are simple and kind, and amongst them's the one who's been high in my mind. And I too hope and pray that in peace let me be where the green lands of Antrim are heavy.